This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And man, are we excited today. Beyond belief excited. I have been literally trying to figure out a way to get in front of this guy for so many years, intimidated by him at a level you would not believe. He started this thing called BNI. I became good friends with Jordan Adler, watched his success through it, did a bunch of research on it way back when, realized he started it in 1985, which is a long time ago, folks, to stay on a great idea. Over 10,000 chapters of this thing going now. Billions of dollars generated in sales as a result of the organizations that he built on integrity, character, and networking. Everything I ever wanted to be in my life, Ivan Meisner already is.
To stay on a great idea.
I have no idea what happened.
So other people are chiming in. It's great.
So what's going on, man?
Yeah, same here. I have always been a student of what it looks like to network well, having grown up around somebody so ingrained in that world. But you know, the last few years, for obvious reasons, to those of you who know me, I have been obsessed with that. And one name comes up over and over and over again in, you know, so many big concepts of what it means to network well, and that name is Dr. Ivan Meisner. And so to have you here today is a huge honor. Thank you so much for being here, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your kind words. And my goal here when you're done is I don't want you to be intimidated at all. I'm a pretty easy guy to chat with, I think, so... I don't want you intimidated in any way whatsoever, you guys. It is
what Richard Branson said when you were kicking his ass at chess. I mean,
that was a little different. At one point, he said to me, "I don't want to play chess with you anymore," and then he played me the next day. So he's definitely competitive. But Jordan did pretty well with him as well. And Jordan, introduced us, and I love Jordan. I saw he made a comment here. Jordan's the real deal. He's great at what he does, and he's so he's so easy to hang with. I really appreciate his introduction.
He's a kind human being.
Yeah.
With character and integrity.
Yeah.
Which makes you fall in love with him, which creates relationships instead of transactions. And all of a sudden you're doing business whether you even want to or not, which is what you've stood for forever, and he's living proof that it works, right, sir?
He is absolutely living proof of it, and he's been doing it a long time, and he's been really, really good at it. So, I love what I do. This is the greatest job in the world, is to help people build their business through referrals.
Let's go back to 1985. What on earth? In 1985, I had just gotten the first of four DUIs. He was 1 year old, and my life was an absolute mess. It needed turned around. I only wish that I would have known about you. I sobered up in 1988, but I've been sober now 32 years, but you've been doing BNI longer than that. What on earth triggered that decision to go that route, and how did you have such an unbelievable vision that it could turn into the size of the organization that it is now, sir?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, I'd like to tell you I had this vision of an international organization, but the truth is I needed some referrals for my consulting practice. I was a business consultant, and I wanted to help my friends. So my vision at when I started BNI was to open one group, and I wanted to give referrals to my friends, and I hoped that they would be willing to refer me. And we got together. We take only one person per profession, and we did really well. And about a month or two into it, somebody came who couldn't join because her profession was represented. And she said, "This is really amazing. would you help me open up my own group? And guys, I actually said to her, no, this isn't what I do. I'm a business consultant. I don't run a network. And she said, well, this is kind of consulting. You're helping me build my business. So I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. I opened a second chapter. People came who couldn't join that. They asked me to open up more groups and more groups. At the end of the first year, I had 20 chapters without trying. And that's when I had my Brody moment. You remember Sheriff Brody in the movie Jaws, where he goes out on the boat and he sees the shark and he goes to the captain, he goes, I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
That's right. Well, you have needed a bigger boat. And, you know, yeah. So I have a friend named Ryan Enright who's in love with BNI. And so he is like, I don't even know where you probably don't even know him, but he's such a huge fan. And he's asked me to show up for him over the years because he belongs to a chapter in Boulder, Colorado. This is 25 minutes away. Yeah. And BNI is such that if you don't go, you have to send somebody in your place because attendance is literally mandatory, whether it's your body or not. That is a brilliant idea. Has that been in place the whole time?
It has, really almost from the very beginning. You know, you can't get a haircut over the phone. You got to show up. And although we transitioned to online during COVID, you still have to show up. You got to go to the meetings, even if it's online. Because we found, so we used to have chapters in the first year, because I didn't know what I was doing. I was method acting my way through this process. Right? I was trying to figure it out as I went. And by the way, at the end of that first year, that's when I realized this was going to be big because we don't teach this in schools anywhere in the world. And so I wanted to teach this to people so that they could build their business. And in the first year, we did chapters that met every other week. So they didn't meet every week. We found very quickly that the chapters that met basically twice a month passed 52% less referrals than the groups that met every week. And that's when it hit us that, you know, you got to show up in order to generate referrals. And so we made them all mandatory weekly. And if you couldn't make it, that's okay. You can send someone in your place and you can miss a certain number of meetings because, you know, people get sick, they have vacation. But yeah, you got to be there.
Another thing that he says, and you know, I'm just fascinated by this because it is such a brilliant business model. He said, you know, this guy could not grow a petunia when I met him, and he was in Toastmasters and all this stuff, but he wasn't really getting that lift until he joined BNI. And in BNI, you are required to participate. You cannot be a wallflower in there, and the ultimate shaming would be to kick you out. But most of the way, you people coach these people all the way up the line until they're actively involved and engaged and playing the game, correct?
Yeah. So one of the ways to really be successful in any network is to be fully engaged.
Yeah.
There was a study done by Psychology Today that found that people in any organization that are fully engaged in the process are 40% more productive than their counterparts. And so engagement is critical. You know, look, any organization has what I call minnows, members in name only. And, you know, when we have a minnow, it's not a good fit. We want people who are fully engaged and not engaged for BNI, but engaged to build relationships so they can get business. That's what it's all about, is engagement so they can do better. By the way, we now have 10,000 chapters worldwide. I saw Jordan put up a little note that popped up. We have 10,000 chapters worldwide today.
Wow. Where's the biggest place outside the United States?
India.
Cool.
India's on fire. I have more. This blows my mind today. I have more followers on my social media from India than I do from the United States.
Is that cool enough?
Yeah.
Jason, click on that comment for me, will you? Would you put that comment up there? There we go. So this guy, Anand, is watching with us. And it's 3 in the morning in India, and he is here cheering you on, which
Anand,
is the coolest thing.
Namaste. Namaste.
So cool. So cool. So I love that. And, you know, what an amazing thing to have created that impact, not just here in the United States, but globally. What have you learned in moving this model outside the United States? Is it exactly the same no matter where you go in the world? Have you learned some things that have to be different in different cultures?
It is virtually the same, but we almost never tell them that.
Wow.
We don't tell them that because when you go in and you tell them that, they, you know, like, we're different here. We're different in this country than in the U.S. By the way, do you know the first time I heard we're different, this won't work here? It was actually, I started in the San Gabriel Valley of Los Angeles. The first time I heard it was 4 months into BNI, and it was the San Fernando Valley. And they said, no. This won't work here. San Fernando Valley is different than the San Gabriel Valley. So, I happened to have lunch with Brian Tracy years ago, and I asked him, do you do a different training program? Because he speaks German. And I said, do you do a different program? I know you train in Germany. Do you change up the material for the German audience? And he said, no, I don't change it at all. And I said, well, how is that? And this is just as I was becoming international. I said, how does that work? He said, well, look, he said, I found that businesses either want to do things more efficiently or more effectively. And if they can do things more efficiently or more effectively, it doesn't matter what the culture is because there is a culture, and this is my concept, there's a culture of entrepreneurism, which transcends many other cultures. And so that culture of entrepreneurism, if you can do things more effectively or more efficiently, you're going to want to do it. And that was a brilliant comment. And so we don't tell them it's the same because we make changes like it Queen's English versus American English, you know, as we opened in Canada and UK. Oh, we made 350 changes to the manual. We didn't mention it was all spelling changes. But they're like, oh, okay, this will work then. And it's in 70 countries, and you could go to any country, not know any of the language, and know exactly where you are in the meeting because you've been in the organization.
That's such a brilliant. So two things, and we're going to go to a break in about a minute. But two things, right? You have a winning formula, and human beings are human beings, but San Gabriel, San Fernando Valley,
yeah.
U.S., Canada, U.K., India, you know, we all want to be seen and feel like we matter and that we're not just, you know, a cookie cutter being stamped out. And so I think there's a lesson in there in the way that we deal with people and everything that we do. So
yeah,
let's take a quick break.
Thank you so much, Genesis Communication Network and Ted Anderson. You've had us on the radio for free for 12 years all over the world, keeping up with Ivan Meisner. We love him. We love you, Ted Anderson. We'll be back right after this on the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and it is Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and Dr. Ivan Meisner. This guy and the doctor emphasized that because I'm telling you what, I love what his doctor is in, and it's relationships and human beings, loving like crazy, then loving more, fire in your brain, higher in your heart, and just letting that work. Because I'll tell you one thing right now, it's worked for me for a very, very long time, since 1969. And when I finally found out about BNI, I knew, and Ed Riegel's the first guy that ever took me to a meeting. I was a guest in Boulder, Colorado, and I loved it. And I've been in love with this guy. And when I found out that Jordan Adler's secret to success was this, I fell in love. And what the parallel in the first segment, I want to talk about this just for a second. He talked about being all over the world, and in the comments, Jordan Adler talked about being in Thailand and having the meeting be exactly the same no matter where you are in the world. And I go to AA meetings all over the world, and most of the time in foreign countries, that I don't understand a word of the language, but it's exactly the same meeting.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what these guys have done. They built the culture, they built the system, and they built the magic into that. And that's all it's about is common denominators and relatedness. This man is somebody you need to learn from.
Well, thank you so much. I'll tell you a quick story. I was in Sweden. The first time I ever saw a BNI meeting in a different language was in Sweden. And they were doing the whole meeting, of course, in Swedish. And, you know, Swedish is not like French where you know a couple of words, or Spanish. I grew up in Southern California. You got to know a little Spanish. Swedish is like, well, it's Swedish. And it sounds like, you know, and so I'm watching this whole meeting in Swedish. And one of the members leans over to me and says, you have no idea what they're talking about, do you? And I said, yeah, they're introducing the referral part of the meeting. And they're explaining, if you have a referral, give it. And if you don't, give a testimonial. And he's like, wow. You know Swedish? I said, no, I wrote the agenda. That's what happens right now. And he laughed. And that was what was happening right then. That's how consistency works. You know, you want to be successful in any business. You want to be successful in network marketing? Do six things 1,000 times. not 1,000 things 6 times. And all too often, people, they're chasing bright, shiny objects, doing 1,000 things 6 times instead of 6 things 1,000 times. And by the way, it doesn't have to be 6. It could be 5. It could be 7. But it's about doing things consistently over time.
That's so cool. It's funny. We were talking, he and I went out to lunch and we're talking about the show, and I listened to your interview. Is it David Skrug? Is that his last name?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I may have missed his first name, but anyway, I listened to that podcast and talking about the 6 things 1,000 times.
Yeah. Robert Skrug.
Robert Skrug. Thank you. As soon as it left my mouth, I knew I had it wrong. But, that concept of it isn't rocket science. It's doing with consistency those important things that build the relationship. And as you master them, then you can play jazz with them and you can have fun with them.
I love that. Play jazz with them. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I love that. So the 6 things, what are those 6 things that you see as those keys to becoming that master connector?
So it really depends on the business you're in.
Yeah.
They're the key performance indicators for your business or key success factors for your business. So in B&I, it's things like the quality of the members in a group, the number of members, the average size of a chapter in a group, the engagement of the members, the number of referrals they are giving. These are the key performance indicators. One key performance indicator is the number of one-to-ones that people do, because there is a direct and dramatic linear correlation in networking between doing a one-to-one and getting referrals. The more one-to-ones people do, the more referrals they get. One one-to-one a month compared to 4 a month, people who do 4 one-to-ones, having a conversation in person or online, talking to somebody, you give twice as many referrals when you do 4 a month versus 1 a month. But more importantly, you get twice as many referrals. Do you want to double the amount of business you get? Do 4 one-to-ones a month versus 1 a month, and you'll double. And by the way, that was based on a survey at a university in Europe that surveyed a B&I chapter in Europe, or B&I region in Europe.
Let's take a break. I mean, these numbers are so, it's unbelievable, you guys. This is the answer to your problem. Pay attention. Watch this interview about 25 times and then read his 26 books. Because this guy is a machine. I love him. We're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian and Dr. Ivan Meissner.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Details of President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin are still being finalized. So far, the White House says the plan includes a larger working session with senior staff. There's also a smaller session planned. A press conference is scheduled for after the meetings, but President Biden will appear solo. Former President Trump took questions from reporters with President Putin after their meeting in Helsinki in 2018. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is now waiting for the White House's input on the infrastructure plan that was agreed to on Thursday. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy was one of 10 lawmakers who worked on the plan.
A lot of it depends upon how we pay for it. We feel like we've come up with pretty reasonable pay for us. We'll have to see if the White House agrees to it.
The proposed price tag is $974 billion. This is USA Radio News. 9 people sustained injuries and 1 person died after a mass shooting at a Savannah, Georgia apartment complex. The shooting took place about 9 o'clock on Friday local time at the Fred Wessels home apartments. The Savannah Police Department said 1 person died and multiple people had critical injuries. Among those were a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old. Police said they're still searching for the gunman. Forecasters say a record heat wave is coming next week across the western U.S., and they say it's going to last more than a few days. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of central and southern California, southern Nevada, and western and southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. The risk for wildfire will increase during the heat wave. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, we're back. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It is Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Dr. Ivan Meisner, and now we're going to talk about, we were talking about the 6 things, as I put up 10 fingers, but we're talking about the 6, and the 6 are important, but the one I really want to hear about is how to raise that level of people around you, because that is the secret to the whole deal. Find people better than you. It works. Everything goes up, including your IQ and your income. Take it away, doctor.
Well, you know, so let's talk a little bit about networking up. And networking up for me is about networking above your weight class, networking with people who are more successful than you. Now, having said that, there's nothing wrong with networking down, networking with people who aren't as successful with you, because you never know who they know. You never know who they know. And networking peer-to-peer, that's really good, too. So I don't want to minimize those. Those are powerful. But if you want to network up, you want to network with people who are more, from your perception, more successful than you. Here's a handful of things to keep in mind. First and foremost, don't sell to them. That's what everybody does. You want to be like everybody else? Go ahead, sell to them. See how that works out for you. I've seen it. It doesn't work. When you're, you know, when Jordan and I went to Necker Island, trust me, we were not pitching Branson, because that's what almost everyone does, is they pitch him. And that's when you get ushered out of the room, because he doesn't need it. And so don't sell to them. Second, I think it's really important to do your research. Google them. Find out what are they interested in? What are they doing? What are they passionate about? Go to them on Facebook. Go to them on LinkedIn. Find out what they're involved in. Because the truth is, you have got to focus on the things they're interested in. Because if you don't focus on the things they're interested in, you're not going to make a connection with them. Here's a couple of other things that are exact opposites. One is, don't complain to them. You have no idea how many people I've met who meet somebody very successful, and the first thing they do is start complaining about the product or service that that person represents. And I have sat there sometimes and I thought, really? Is this person a complete idiot? You're meeting a multimillionaire or a billionaire, and the first thing they do is complain to them? It sounds so obvious, but people fall into it. Now, the opposite end of that is, don't be a sycophant. Don't be a sycophant, right? Don't puppy dog lick them to death. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you. You know, and you just completely lose your composure. Don't do that either.
I think I might have just done that.
No, not at all. Here's why. No, not at all, Tom.
All right.
Here's why. It's okay to recognize what they've done in life. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, I really respect what you've done. You've made a difference in people's lives. You've made a difference in my life. Even billionaires like hearing that. Trust me, I'm not one, but trust me. Even billionaires like hearing that. What I'm talking about is over the top, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, that kind of stuff. And yep. Believe me, I've seen that. So it's got to be somewhere in between. Don't complain to them, but and don't puppy dog lick them to death. But there's nothing wrong with saying that you really respect the work they've done. When you're talking to someone, when you're networking up, always work within the context of the discussion. So if you Google them to find out what they're interested in, start a conversation about what they're interested in. For example, when I was with Branson and Jordan on Necker, one of the things that I did, I wanted to do a video with Richard. But I didn't want to be one of those guys, hey, Richard, would you do a video with me, please? Right? Yeah, I didn't want to do that. So, and I did this on the previous visit there. I said, Richard, you have a new book out. It's a fantastic book. You got this section in there about circles, starting with yourself and then your family and then your extended family and the community and your company and the world, your country and the world. Talk to me about that. And he lit up, and he was talking about this section of his book. And I said, how can I help you promote this? Because I think it's a great concept. And he said, well, you know, tell your network about it. And I said, great. Would you like to do a video? I'd be happy to put that out. And he's like, well, yes, that would be super. And we did a video. Now, he could have just as easily said, nah, no, I'm good. I mean, he could have said that. But the key here is that I found something he was interested in. I let him talk about it. And then I asked him, how can I help you with it? And he wasn't sure. And I said, well, you know, I can promote it through my network. He said, well, yeah, that'd be great. And then when I said, would you like to do a video? Yes, that would be fantastic. So what you're doing there is you're finding a way to help them.
Yep.
And that's way different than selling to them. That's the way you make a connection with somebody when you're trying to network up. The key is to add value. 1 + 1 = 3. That's the key.
It's so brilliant. And here's what I want you to hit on a little bit, if you would. It is that, you know, he didn't necessarily know how big your platform was or was not in that moment. And yet you found something that you could offer to him that was in it for him. And so, you know, but I'm sure there's someone watching right now that goes, well, okay, well, yeah, you know, of course Richard Branson wants a video, you to do a video to promote to your people because you're Ivan Meisner, you have this big following. I don't have, no, you know, nobody cares what I say.
Yeah, I didn't start off as that.
I know.
Ivan Meisner. I started off as a kid who grew, I lived in South Central LA. I grew up in Azusa, California. I didn't have connections. And the way to build connections is, you know, you as an individual may not be able to make a world of difference, but you can make a difference in the world. And you do that one person at a time. One person. And then the next person, and then the next person, and then the next person. And the key is to just keep helping people. So I wasn't a millionaire when I started BNI. I was pretty broke, actually, when I started BNI. It's about building the relationships. So you start where you are and go from there. Does that make sense?
It makes nothing but sense. And you have more, I would just add to it that you have more, if you are willing to be creative and hustle a little bit, no matter how far down or how high up you are, you've got way more to contribute than the story that you're telling yourself, right?
Absolutely. And you should be asking people, again, if you're networking up, it could be somebody that's just a little more successful than you and you're, you know, how can I help you? And then how can I help you? And that's the way you move up. That's the way you become someone who is very successful. I believe, and look, there are other ways to do it. But my approach is, if I help enough other people be successful, I'll be successful. And that's how I built my reputation.
I'm sorry. And did you notice he said ask? And all of you, you know, he's training you to remember, ask. Remember, ask. Everybody expects an ask, and I'm asking you, Dr. Meisner, if that's true. But even when my conversation with Jordan Adler, I talked about the helicopter, I talked about his other house, I talked about who he's dating, I talked about his favorite restaurant, I talked about his Toyota F40, I talked about all that stuff, and finally, in the conversation, I said, do you mind if I ask you if you could do me a favor? He said, what's the favor? I said, I really want Dr. Ivan Meisner on my show. And he said, yeah, I could do that for you. And then 30 seconds later, he said, he's in. He did it on the spot. Remember, ask. Because we are so related that he would literally do anything for me and I would do anything for him because he knows I love him far beyond his connections. And that's the key to the whole deal, right, sir?
Oh, it absolutely is. And the fact that he knows you and he trusts you, trust him, and I trust him.
Right.
He's the real deal. He is what he presents himself to be. And he, I believe, trusts me. And so so some of his trust of you rubbed off on me.
Bingo.
Right? And so he trusted you, you made the connection. That's the beauty of referrals.
We love that. And he just asked us to ask you how you view social media and its value in the business world today.
So to me, social media is fantastic. It's, you know, when the internet started to develop, people were like, well, that's going to put BNI out of business. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. And the truth is it not only didn't, it helped BNI grow. In the first 11 years of BNI, we opened 500 groups and then the internet started right about that time. In the second 11 years, we opened 5,000 groups. So yeah, the internet has affected BNI, but it's affected it in a positive way. So social media to me is a brand builder. I love social media. I'm very active on social media because it builds the brand. But the key is don't be selling to people all the time. Instead, be pouring into people. There's a book that's similar to the concept you were just talking about. It's called Jab, 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 Punch. Jab, 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 Punch. And it's about, you know, give information, ask.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. So let me ask you this. How can we help you?
Oh, listen, I'm always happy to do interviews. So if you know other podcasters or other people who do shows, that's a great referral for me because, you know, I'm sort of the Colonel Sanders of BNI now. I get to do the fun stuff. You know, if you do something long enough and you become successful at it, you're working in your flame. I think entrepreneurs are either working in their flame or working in their wax.
Yeah.
They're working in their flame. They're on fire. They're excited. They love what they do. You can hear it in their voice. You can see it in the way they behave. When they're working in their wax, it takes all their energy away. They hate it.
Why is that the truth?
You can see it in the way they behave. You can hear it in their voice. This is my flame. I love doing this. I love pouring into people. I love answering questions and helping other people be successful. So that's how you can help me. I'd be happy to do other shows.
Oh, we know everybody, and we're going to do everything we can to help you, sir, because your message needs to get out. And all of you, I mean, you need to know that this guy exemplifies what we stand for. And his legacy is pretty much a parallel legacy to ours. And we're going to do, you said you were going to tell us a story about Harvey McKay. I don't know if you want to do that in the show or on the break, but we do.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, because we know him well, too. And
well, we'll probably have to do it after break because I think we're almost out of time.
Yeah, so we're going to take a break right now. And next week we have somebody.
Brad Hager.
Oh, Brad Hager. I don't know if you guys know him. He is an unbelievably hardworking guy, has really taken on and owned Clubhouse in a major way. He has just elevated his complete stature in the network marketing world by being present in that world, too. We're in awe of that. I think he's going to come on and really tell you a pretty cool story. We'll be back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and the great, unbelievable, incredibly, I'm fawning, Dr. Ivan Meisner.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And I'm like giddy today. I'm doing a terrible job on the show just because
you're doing a great job.
Absolutely love this guy. And I've wanted to interview him for so long. And I wanted to impress my son and let him know that we actually get really creditable people here. And this guy has written 26 books. I mean, he is the real deal. And all of you can learn so much from him. So disappear any story you've got about anything and go buy a couple of his books. How do we follow you, Dr. Meisner? I mean, what's the best way to find you and get plugged into all your work, maybe your daily podcast or whatever you might be doing?
Yeah, so Jordan mentioned that I'm very active on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Probably my biggest following is on Facebook. I also have a blog, ivanmeisner.com. I've been blogging since 2007. One of the very first times I blogged was about my visit to Necker Island in 2007. So you might find that of value. And then, of course, BNI.com, which is the organization I founded 36 years ago. Amazing organization, over 10,000 chapters all over the world. It's been Mr. Toad's wild ride to create that global organization.
Mr. Toad's wild ride.
So we were talking earlier about Harvey McKay, another just, legend of the networking world, and you said you had a story to share about him. I can't wait to hear it.
I love Harvey, and the way I even met him is a great networking story, because I wanted Harvey to be in a book that I wrote called Masters of Success. I wanted him to be in the book, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't get through to him. I couldn't get past his assistant, and so I kept asking people, do you know anybody who knows Harvey? Do you know anyone that might know Harvey that could introduce me? And I was actually in a car. A BNI member was driving me around because I was doing a book tour. And he said, and he used what I always say is, how can I help you? He asked me, how can I help you? I said, you wouldn't happen to know anybody that knows Harvey, would you? And he said, yeah, I know his assistant named, whatever. I'm like, seriously? You know her? He said, yeah, I always volunteer to drive authors around, because I get them in a car for an hour or two and I get to ask them questions. So I drove Harvey about a year ago. And so I got to know his assistant. I said, I can't get past her to get to Harvey to ask him to contribute to my book. He said, I'll call her. I had been trying for a year. Couldn't get anywhere. He called her that week. I was able to connect with Harvey. And so Harvey contributed to my book, Masters of Success. And then I got to know Harvey. And Harvey spoke about something that's, absolutely perfect for the program that you've got going. He talked about how important it was in terms of your contact mapping app. He talked about how important it was to get details about somebody. And he said, I didn't know this the first time I talked to him, but I got it the second time I talked to him, because he started asking me all kinds of questions. How many kids do you have? How long have you been married? What's your wife's name? What are your kids' names? What do you do for, what are your hobbies? And I'm like, okay, I'm giving him all this information. The second time I called him, he said, hey, how's Elizabeth, your wife, doing? How's Trey? How's Ashley? She changed her name. How's Dorian? I played golf back then. He said, how's your golf game? And it gotten any better? And, I'm like, how does this guy remember all of this? He didn't remember it. He wrote it all down.
Bingo.
It was old school. He wrote it down. So that's where something like, you know, contact mapping, I would assume, is perfect, because if you get those details, then when you make a connection with somebody else again, a second time, you can drill down to those details. And those details, that's the way you build a relationship, is on those details.
That's so beautiful. And the remember part, which is what most of you are calling follow-up that you don't want to do because you have it termed wrong. It's so easy to call back somebody and remind them of something great about themselves. They're going to be happy to hear for you. They hate the pitch. If you'll just remind them of their shitty golf game. Sorry, FTC. It's going to be something, whatever it is. Yeah, so it's so exciting, man. I love this guy, don't you?
But you're right. If you remind them about something they told you, then you're building a connection.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to make whatever ask you're going to make when there's a connection with that person.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's basically a cold call. And by the way, I used to train people how to cold call. And I was good at it. And I did it long enough to know that I don't want to ever do it again for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that is so spot on.
I think my wife learned that early on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Dr. Meisner, we can't thank you enough. There's just been so much value that you have shared today. And to hear, you know, just this approach, you know, whether you're networking up, whether you're networking at a peer level, whether you're networking down, those same principles apply. And it just, you got to raise your game when you're going to somebody that is, you know, that much further up. But the same principle, you know, treating people like they really matter because they do. Remembering their story, because that's all we really want, is to be remembered. You know, having these principles that Dr. Meisner is sharing with you, and Jordan shared a couple of his favorite of your books in the comments, which was awesome. Networking Like a Pro, Truth or Delusion, and Who's in Your Room. You know, that's a couple of you could have a library of just must-read books, Giver's Gain, another of them, that you just, you know, you have to be paying attention to what this guy has to say, because your business will benefit and you'll be a better human being. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Brad Hagar next week.
Can I leave you with one quick thought?
For sure.
Networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other business professionals. And when you do that, you're doing it right.
God bless you, Dr. Meisner, and good luck up there in space with Jordan and Richard Branson. Such an exciting thing. We love you. See you all next week with Brad Hagar.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.